Getting older is a fact of life, but the process doesn't have to be a challenge. This is Lisa Berry, and that's why we bring you Modern Aging here on 89.1 WEMU. My co-host for the segment is Dr. Teresa Reed of AgingForLife.org, an Ann Arbor aging expert, and today we're talking about retirement. Is it something we look forward to, or something we fear, or something for just old people? Help us how to think about retirement.
Okay, two things. One, first of all, aging is always a challenge.
Is it?
It just is.
Well, that's why we do modern aging, so we can make it easier, more pleasant.
But life is a challenge.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? All of life is a challenge.
Yes, it is.
Aging is a challenge because there are lots of losses associated with aging. Mm. But it's not a tragedy. It's a challenge like the rest of life. So that's all.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, thanks. Old people. You did that again.
I know. Well, nowadays, senior discounts start at age 50.
I know. Yeah, I grab every single one of them.
Well, good. Does society think 50 is old?
It doesn't really. Well, I was going to say it doesn't matter what society thinks, but that's really flip because, of course, it does matter what society thinks because it affects what we think of ourselves. And there are lots of ageist assumptions out there that hurt us. In fact, there's a researcher at Yale, Becca Levy, who has shown that people who internalized ageist assumptions, who buy all of the myths about aging that our culture spews, live 7.5 years on average less long than people who have not internalized ageist assumptions. So if you have internalized ageism, you're going to die sooner.
So don't do it.
Don't
do that. If you want to live longer and have more fun, don't do that. At what point in your life do you start thinking about retirement?
Well, first of all, many people aren't saying retirement anymore.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're saying, these are somewhat hackneyed, but they say something. Rewirement.
Like, I'm rewiring. I've never heard that.
Yeah, I'm rewiring. I'm not retiring.
Okay.
Or I'm refiring, as in, like,
ooh,
I'm fired up.
I like that.
I know. Retirement suggests just a drawing away, right?
Right.
I mean, it is. That's what it means. It means, like, pulling away. And it fits in with an old idea and punishing idea about aging, and that is that as we age, we just sort of fall into ourselves and withdraw from the world and we retire, right? And that is just not true. We do not have to do that. Especially now, people are living much, much longer than we used to. And we're full of energy. And this is a time of life that can be full of energy. And I just want to bracket and say, of course, socioeconomic status and the kind of work that you have done affects your thoughts about retirement. If you've been working at hard labor all your life, you're more than ready to retire, right? And do something new. But I want to talk about that doing something new piece. Just because you retire, if you retire, doesn't mean that you just follow this old script of the golden years when you just go off and like play canasta or golf all day. But most people really do not want that. Some people think they want it and then they try it and then they go, oh my gosh, I'm flunking retirement.
I think it used to be you got to a certain age and you retired.
Yeah.
And I know a few people who have retired who did not think about it in advance and they're kind of like, what am I doing? Now what?
That is the biggest mistake, is to not think about it in advance. I mean, lots of times when you hear about retirement planning, it's all about money.
Right.
And, money, it's always better to be rich than not rich, right? I mean, it's always better to have
options.
More. So, exactly. So, definitely do your financial planning for retirement to the extent that that's possible for you. But even more important than financial planning is life planning. What are you going to do?
I don't think a lot of people think about that. They just, as I said, they get to a certain age or their company says you're done and they retire and hadn't really thought, what am I going to do now?
Absolutely. And it's really something you should be thinking about. You can be thinking about it for at least a decade before it's your time. Oh, absolutely. Because, you're thinking about creating a new way of being in the world that's satisfying for you. Much of work is very satisfying for many of us, even in ways we may not completely understand. We may not be aware of how satisfying work is in certain ways, even jobs that just are super frustrating. But in some ways, some needs are probably getting met by that. But sometimes we're so busy, when we're working that we just don't think about what might come next. And that's the worst possible way to retire, even if you got money in the bank. People who retire without a sense of purpose, without a plan for what they're going to be doing next, have a terrible time, generally, have a terrible time. You feel useless. Nobody wants to feel useless. So, listen, I read a bunch of books about this, okay? And I have to say, some of them are good, some of them are not so good, some of them are just, you know, really not good. But I cannot say enough about this book called Don't Retire, Rewire. Okay. And every time rewire is there's this little trademark.
Okay.
So, okay.
It's taken.
But it's by Jerry Sedlar, S-E-D-L-A-R, and Rick Miners, their husband and wife team. The subtitle is Five Steps to Fulfilling Work That Fuels Your Passion, Suits Your Personality, and Fills Your Pockets. First of all, changing your mindset about the end of your formal working life. Stop thinking about it as retiring, which is a going from. It's a going away, which is like literally what it means. And think about it as rewiring, which is a going towards. And then they have this great process for identifying what they call your drivers. And these are the needs that get met through work. Or they could be getting met through being a parent. They have a list of 30 what they call drivers. And they include things like, you know, leadership and identity and friendship and creativity and competition and prestige and power. And so you go through this process of going through this list and starting to narrow down what needs of mine in this list are being fulfilled right now by what I'm doing that I'm about, that I will be leaving. And it's work. I will tell you that. It's work. It's not a...
Well, it's thinking about yourself, though, you know, what makes you happy and what needs to be filled.
Yeah, right. Right. It is. And that means, you know, self-reflection. Yeah, it's work. So identifying what the drivers are. And then they have you take your calendar, like your daily work calendar for a few days, and look at your activities and link up your activities to your drivers. Like, oh, yeah, so this links to that driver and that links to this driver. And so you can start to see how your drivers are being fulfilled by specific things you're doing at work. And same with in your leisure time. And that is a really rigorous analysis that has you thinking about what am I doing that's really satisfying to me? And then, of course, the next question is, how can I do more of that in rewirement? You know, they help you create a vision for your rewirement. And, you know, and it's not like pie in the sky. It's like, specifically, how am I going to get these drivers met? What am I going to substitute to meet those needs of mine? And then that's step four. And then step five is planning to how you're going to put that plan into action. Right. This is a rigorous, really interesting, thorough process for helping you think about an exciting next phase.
Put some work into thinking about not working.
Put some really hard
work.
And fun work.
Fun work.
Into thinking about what you're going to be doing when you're not formally working.
Great advice as always, Dr. Teresa Reed of agingforlife.org. Thank you again for joining us on this edition of Modern Aging here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa. I love to chat.